This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his wishes to Dr. Patrick Harmeni on his victory in the president elections in Seychelles. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the waters of the Indian Ocean are a shared heritage and nurture the aspirations and needs of the people of both nations. He expressed confidence that the time-tested and multifaceted relations between the India and Seychelles will deepen and gain further momentum during Dr. Harmeni's tenure as president. Seychelles opposition leader Patrick Harmeni has won the country's presidential race, defeating incumbent leader Wavell Ramkalawan in the runoff vote. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand will arrive in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. She will hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar tomorrow and also meet Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. The meetings come as both countries move forward establishing a framework for strategic cooperation on issues such as trade diversification, energy transformation and security. Ms. Anand will also travel to Mumbai, where she will meet the Canadian and Indian firms working to support investment, job creation and economic opportunity in Canada and India. Union Education Minister has urged schools across states and union territories to adopt the Unified Payments Interface for collecting admission and examination fees. The move is aimed at modernizing administrative processes and enhancing convenience for parents and students. In a later address to states, UTs and autonomous bodies such as NCERT, CBSE, KVS and NVS, Department of School Education and Literacy, emphasized leveraging digital payment platforms like UPI, mobile wallets and net banking to streamline financial transactions in schools. The NDA allies are likely to finalize their seat sharing for Bihar Assembly elections today. Senior leaders of BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Janashakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha are in New Delhi to resolve the seat sharing issue. Following this meeting, an announcement on seat sharing is likely to take place. Earlier, Bihar BJP President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal had announced that a formal agreement on seat sharing would be finalized by Saturday. BJP National President J.P. Nadda also held continuous deliberations with the party's core committee members regarding seat allocation. The opposition Grand Alliance is also facing a similar deadlock over seat sharing. The Bharatiya Janata Party has released a list of three candidates for the upcoming biennial Rajya Sabha elections from Jammu and Kashmir. The elections to four Rajya Sabha seats in the Union Territory are scheduled for the 24th of this month. Police have arrested three persons in connection with the gang rape case of second-year private medical college MBBS student in Durgapur in West Bengal. They are from Bijra village. Our correspondent reports that they will be produced before the court today. A massive search operation is underway involving drones at the Bijra village and adjoining areas to arrest the accused. The 26th Special Composite Group of the National Security Guard today organized a cyclothon in Mumbai in the memory of Major Sandeep Unnikrishnan, Ashok Chakra recipient, the valiant hero of the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks. The aim of the event to raise awareness about cervical cancer and Fit India campaign, marking the ceremonial commencement of the NSG Raising Day celebrations. The event witnessed active participation from over 250 professional cyclists alongside NSG personnel symbolizing physical fitness, unity, discipline and shared sense of national duty. In a significant breakthrough amid India's long-standing battle against left-wing extremism, security forces in Southwestern Dantewada district arrested six suspected, moist and safely diffused an improvised explosive device planted near Manganar Road. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.